think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel Dettelbach put together songs that he's theming around New Year's Eve. Do you know what this is, Mel?
Well, it's Let's Groove Tonight. Let's Groove Tonight.
Is that it?
I don't know if that's the name of the song.
That's the name? Yeah. Okay, who's singing?
It's Casey... No. I forgot.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love this
Earth,
song.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's good for New Year's Eve, huh? Good job, Nigel.
Nice.
Okay, Joey Pals, the voice you hear comes to us from Oscar's Cabaret, namely Electricity, the play. And we welcome Mel England to Joey English. Mel England, Joey English.
Yes, it's nice to be back.
Thank you. It's nice to have you back. Tonight's a big night for you.
Wow. Yes, it is. We're doing the play, Electricity. We've been doing it for 4 years, actually. I mean, which is insane.
At Oscars?
Not at Oscars.
Okay, I didn't think so. But
yeah, we started at a hotel.
That's
we
right.
Indulge. We were doing it immersively. The play actually started in Los Angeles. Terry Ray did it in L.A. and Studio City. And then when he moved to Palm Springs, he brought it here. And for about a year and a half, we were doing it at the hotel.
Right. I remember that.
At the same time.
And the audience was like in the room with you.
In the room. Yeah. Yes. And it was great. And then we also then simultaneously moved to Oscars and had it on stage. And at the same time, we were touring the country. We went to Minneapolis. We won Best Touring Production, Best Actor. The play went to Columbus, Ohio. And we've been to New York on and off. We're headed off Broadway for the fall of 2020.
Oh, how exciting.
Fall of 2020, and then COVID hit. And so, we got stopped in our
tracks. Not so exciting. Let me take that back.
We had, several Broadway producers on board, and we have investors, and we're still on the road. We just have been in a little pause.
And so, now New York's suffering again.
It is. So actually, one of our producers, Tony Award winner, Sue Vaccaro, lovely lady. You have to meet her someday. She's just, you guys would be best friends.
Oh, fun.
Anyway, so Sue, when things started opening back up, she, I was, thinking, well, maybe we can get back into New York ASAP. And she said, hold on, Hold on. So we're looking at fall of 2022. Yeah.
Can't come quickly enough. Yeah.
But tonight we're at Oscars.
I have to tell you, Joey Pals, I've seen this play. And I sat through it. There's no intermission. Or is there?
There's a brief intermission.
There's a brief intermission. And I didn't want the evening to end. Isn't that interesting? Because sometimes you sit at plays and I'll say to whomever I'm with, can we go now? Can we go now? And that one caught me up so much. I wanted to know if there was more to the story after the 4 years are over. So that's my recommendation. You'll love it. It's not appropriate for children or young adults even. No.
Yeah, well, I think, well.
What's a young adult 18, anyway?
18 and up is
exactly.
Fine, but there is sexual matter and, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. But it's a play about two gay guys who hook up in a hotel room and.
Don't say hook.
Well, in 1980, it doesn't matter, in the gay world, that's a very common thing.
I was kidding.
It's their high school reunion, and then they meet up every 10 years after that. And you see their relationship evolve. And it's the story of a generation that goes from the closet to equality. And it's literally, Joey, been one of the most privileged experiences as an actor in my life. Because,
now, did you write it?
No, Terry wrote it. And
who's Terry?
Terry Ray, my lovely co-star and writer. And he wrote this brilliant, beautiful play. And there's a reason we've been getting... awards and critical response. And, the Advocate magazine said it's a must-see. We've had such tremendous critical response. We're up for a bunch of Broadway awards this year, actually.
How can you be up for a Broadway award if you haven't done the play there?
It's BroadwayWorld.com.
David Green.
Yes, Palm Springs.
Gotcha.
It's like the regional awards.
Know what I enjoyed? I liked watching you age 10 years at a time. You went 40 years. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
From the beginning of the play to the end, you age 40 years.
Yeah. That's probably the most fun as an actor.
It is.
Because I get to live, I always kind of talk about you living your body in different ways. And so the 18-year-old Brad is, thinks he's all that. Yes. And he's got this hair and, he's being sexy.
I didn't even recognize you.
Oh, funny. Well,
now, I've done plays where I stayed blonde the whole time.
Right.
But, of course, I'm 76. I can't age 40 years.
You are not 76.
Oh, yes, I am. Trombones.
You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. But yeah. I'm on radio for a reason. But I really enjoyed you. Even made the weight come on.
Wow, that's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you did.
Such a good job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's been a privilege. And, I'm sure you can relate to this. There's a point you get to in your life, in your career, where all that work you did, all that, stuff, it starts to pay off. Whereas, I've gotten to this point where I'm like, yeah, I kind of know what I'm...
Comfortable.
Knowing what I'm doing here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's
I know what I like and I know what I don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I missed in... Don't worry, I hear you at home yelling at me. We're going to tell you how you can get tickets. It's at Oscars. You all know where that is. I want to know what happens next. Is Terry going to do a sequel? I want more of the story.
Well,
maybe you want to leave it that way.
Well, that's the way the play is written. Do they get together? Don't they get together? But it's interesting because I will say in the years that we've been doing it, the interpretation has shifted.
In what way?
Well, in the beginning, I think it was a more negative. They would say it was vague. It was very, almost like maybe they were doomed. They weren't supposed to be together.
Uh-huh. And
it felt that way. And now I think it's a more hopeful. I think COVID really changed us. And, all of us, everybody I know, I'm sure you went through, everybody went through this thing about what really matters in life. And coming back and exploring these guys who've been through another pandemic. We have the AIDS story, we have alcoholism. There's so much that we deal with in the gay community that's in this play.
And that's a good reminder too, by the way.
Right. And so there's all of that. And so after we came back from the pandemic and we got into rehearsal, all of a sudden the words just started coming out differently.
Really?
Yeah. And I think
Well, you gave me goosebumps.
Well, it's funny because I honestly always felt like there's a reason that my character comes back every 10 years. And it's not just to have, you know, and that's the way it is in any play. You know, it's there's got to be something so deep. These are the most, you know what, when I trained as an actor a million years ago with Stella Adler, you know, they were, you know, plays are not just any day on earth. It's literally some of the most important, times in somebody's life. And so it's got to be really important. And I think what happened is we sort of realized that these guys, I wouldn't say they're meant to be. For some reason, they are meant to be. They are together.
How do they end up at the end? I've forgotten.
I think that they end up. I think that they're about to be together.
But it's very.
My character is actually starting to get there. He's been in
therapy.
He's
changed. Yes.
Getting sober, and his mother died. You know, all these things happen.
That happened to all of us in some respect.
Right.
I mean, I went to high school reunions. I'm the one that went to my high school reunion and had a baby. You know, but our high school reunions are markers that we all have in common.
Yeah.
I didn't have to identify with the two. It's only two characters, Joey Bowles. They're, Terry and Mel are on stage the entire time, even though, as I said, I had trouble recognizing them. They do a great job of changing. I thought, well, is he cheating on the, you know, I thought it's a new guy coming in. But I could relate to everything you went through. It had nothing to do with gay, straight, orange, purple.
Yeah.
It was life.
We've had lots of...
Does that make sense to you?
Of course. We've had so many straight...
None of you had a baby.
No, well, we didn't have a baby, that's true. But we've literally had so many heterosexual, you know, couples come in and say...
Didn't
this
one
is
of you get married in the play, or am I remembering
No,
wrong?
There was a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's pre-gay marriage at that time in the play. So, but it's funny because most people come and say, this isn't even a gay play. It's just a play about
That's what I'm trying. I didn't say that as well as you did.
Yeah, well.
This is not a gay play. It's about people.
Yeah, and it's just been a blast. And if people, I'm sure we still have a few tickets left tonight. And people can get tickets at electricitytheplay.com.
Electricitytheplay.com. Now, let's talk about Oscars. Now, did I have dinner before the show?
You had dinner, probably, yes.
Of course I did.
Yeah. Well, most people do, yeah.
Joey Pals, Oscars, this is Tuesday night. New Year's Eve is Friday night. And at Oscars, they're going to have something called Dragosaurs.
Wow.
It's a drag show, and Gypsy is coming back to town to MC it.
Yeah.
I mean, look out.
Real legend.
Be very afraid. And they're doing two shows at Oscars on New Year's Eve. So I want to throw that plug in. But what time's your show tonight?
At 7 o'clock, or if people want to come for dinner, they can show up at
5:30.
Yeah, exactly.
I would suggest that so that you can... they are not serving in front of you while you're trying to watch Terry and Mel.
And, you know, I just want to say a word about Dan Gorin Oscars.
Oh, yes.
He's been such a wonderful host to us. And literally, you know, it's been a wonderful experience. We are, we're ending our run. So, and it's fine. You know,
when?
Tonight. This is the end of our, we've been there, but we're not ending the run forever. We're going to probably have another venue maybe here in Palm Springs.
Oh.
And then we're going to also, we're heading to, well, we don't know officially yet, San Francisco or it's Provincetown this summer.
Of course.
And then we're heading to New
Fabulous
York.
Fabulous places for it. But I remember you telling me you'd run it in the Midwest.
We did.
I thought that was interesting.
We, you know, the objective is fall 2022, New York City, off Broadway. And then after that, you know, then the play can, Terry can have the play tour in colleges and do all that jazz.
Will you come, do you live here?
I do.
Okay, so you'll keep me informed.
I would love to.
Come back and, well, I mean, we go places. We'll go to New York.
Oh, please.
Don't know that I go back to the Midwest, but we'll see. Thank you so much, Mel England, for stopping by.
Thank you, darling.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy
Break
New
a
Year
leg to tonight. Oh. Everybody get over there. Oscars, dinner at 5:30, the show at 7. It's inside, so if it rains or it's cold or whatever, you'll be comfortable.
Thank you so
much. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.